just, it's a process. You may not have got that one today.
Call the meeting to order. Any modifications?
Yes, I have one. Consider a quote from the IT company to move the network equipment from the Candy Golf House out to above the mailboxes.
So moved.
Second.
We need to make a motion, but we got it.
Yeah, we got it. Okay, National Forest. You're it.
Great, awesome. We're up.
Shoot us.
On the map, where'd you like me to stand?
Or should we just put it on the, should we put it on the table?
Toss it down, yeah.
Better. I don't know if there was a, if you had a camera or something, you know, if you had anything that was people to see or something.
No, we don't, we don't have, we don't even have a screen, no, no, none, nothing. Why, I don't know, but.
So, yeah, well. I'll say, well, good evening, first of all. Good to see you again. I wanted to also introduce Jeff Essig, who you probably haven't met yet. He's our new law enforcement officer, who Colin Fisher retired, as you know, like a year ago, give or take, a little more than a year ago. And we're really excited to have Jeff here. So he started in, I guess, officially last year, but technically on the district in January.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, and Willover and Andover, so not too far away. Yeah, anything I can do to help out. I know I was out and about quite a bit this winter on Stratton Arlington, so dealing with vehicles stuck out there. So. Getting more and more familiar with the area.
Were there a lot of people in Stratton Arlington this year?
Well, I'd put it probably did about 15 goes. So I think,
really?
Yeah.
That's no shortage of dumbasses, isn't it?
Yeah. And they're coming from both ways, so it's not just like,
it's
one or the other, yeah.
So we kind of just are doing the around the district meeting with the select boards again this spring, and there's a few projects, just you're probably aware of them, but just thought, probably a good idea just to give you a quick update. And let you know we're around, and well, Chris and I are talking pretty regularly on this Grand Pond Road project. But besides that, we've got a lot. Yes, flip it around. We've got a lot going on using around Grand Pond, and I'll let Stacy talk about the timber sale that's planned there, which we sold I guess last year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But we've got some improvements, continuing to improve the Grout Pond campground, doing some reconstruction or rehabilitation of the trails around there. As you know, they're super wet and muddy most of the time. Mm-hmm. So trying to improve the tread around Grout Pond. Also, the plan is to have the Velamont, which is a statewide mountain bike trail will be going through the Grout Pond area. Probably it'll realistically not be built until 2026 or 2027 at this point. But I can provide, you should have received the information in our, what's called the SOPA, the Schedule of Proposed Actions, which talks about some of the specifics with the Velamont project, but that'll be a really, I think, positive addition to the recreation amenities at Grout Pond. We have a bunch of other, the other work is just some small things happening at the hut. I know that there was some of you, or maybe Chris, you were involved in that kind of call, that 911 call where...
Yeah, I wasn't directly.
CO, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was a CO alarm.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Yeah, exactly. It was a CO alarm, so that hut is operating through a special use permit. So it's a private organization called Vermont Huts Association. They own and operate that hut, off of Grout Pond there. So they're they have would like to store So, for example, there would like to store some propane tanks, and they have them right now just next to the building, but speaking of the CEO, but I think they're going to be monitor, but they're going to be building a shed to just protect the tanks. So that hasn't happened yet, but I think Heidi Pancake, who is the...
She's the cat of trail.
Yeah, a doctor or something.
For that section.
Yes.
Section chief.
Section chief. She's. I think the hope is for, or the plan was for her to work with the Worthboro, someone in Worthboro and in Stratton, to actually go out there and look at the building and get in there and just to show so that in the future if there's an issue.
I also have keys to the hut.
Oh, okay.
Because there is the code, but I have a set of keys over at the house. They made sure that I have a set.
Okay. So, yeah, just so you're aware that that's, that is not, we are aware of what goes on there, but it is a private business that operates through a special use permit. Those are some of the, and then the project that Chris and I are involved in, which is, I think, going to be, if all goes as planned, 2027?
Yeah, well, I think they were hoping to maybe break ground 2026, but I think this is putting that, you know, because we lost a window last fall, and we just had to, like, sit dormant all winter long because they couldn't do anything out there. So, yeah, I think potentially it's going to probably push it out. You know,
is it ground monitoring?
So, and then I know you may already get this. It's called a town report. It's issued once a year, and it highlights just what's happening across the forest. But the stuff that's relative to Stratton, I just wanted to kind of highlight that we do maintain National Forest System roads, including in the town of Stratton, and that includes replacing culverts and gates and stabilizing embankments and resurfacing roads. Also wanted to mention the Stratton Pond, some improvements there that we worked with trail crews to update the information kiosk at Stratton Pond Trailhead, and also the kiosk was, well, it was funded through a grant, and then we also worked with the Vermont Youth Conservation Corps at Grout Pond to do some trail maintenance work there. So that happened last summer, 2024. Some other, just really quick, and then I'll pass it on to Stacy and Jeff has anything, and then if you have any questions. Sorry, I'm just going through here. I mentioned the Bellamont. So, yeah, just so you know, the Bellamont Trail is going to be going, that's that mountain bike trail. It is going to be going from Dorset, Vermont, to the Massachusetts border, but it actually goes all the way up to Canada, but on the Manchester Ranger District. And about 72 miles of that trail will be on the National Forest. So it'll be, usually it's using existing roads and trails. It's not going to be a lot of new trail construction, but there will be signage. And the idea is that it's connecting communities throughout Vermont using one continuous mountain bike trail. And then finally, just wanted to mention the brook trout, the annual aerial fish stocking that is also in Stratton Pond and other high elevation ponds on the Manchester Ranger District, and we will continue to do that this year. It's just a hope. And finally, I thought this was kind of interesting. There is a butterfly atlas that we're working with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies on, and includes doing butterfly surveys in Stratton and a few other towns in Vermont. So, for anyone who likes butterflies, butterfly surveys. So, trying to touch all areas here, but then I guess I'll pass it on to Stacy. If you want to just talk about the Grout Pond timber sale.
Sure, I'm Stacy Stratton, the timber manager. Been here a couple times already over the years. So the Grout Pond timber sale was sold last year to Tyler Pitts. He was the winning bidder for it. He was going to do some work this winter, but it just didn't work out that way. But it's, with his capacity, it should go pretty fast. You know, he's big operator, so it's not a big sale and a lot of roadside things down there to get into, so it shouldn't be too long. The access is Grout Pond Road. There's going to be a landing in that wildlife opening, you know, across the road. They're going to come out by that apple tree and that kiosk, across the road, again, with town permission. You've got to get all that, you know, all the stuff from everything from the town, and then put a landing there, and then across the Stratton-Arlington Road. Unit 1 is right across from the IP Road. We're going to harvest here. We're going to try and widen that existing wildlife opening out a little bit, so there's some work to do there. And on the other side of the road is there, you'll see it's a future timber sale. That's from the Early Successional Habitat Project. It just, we're just starting work on it now, so it's on the map, and I think it might be called Backside because it's the backside of the other sales, or the backside of the pond, so it's nothing derogatory. It's just, it's like a placeholder.
So when you say the IP Road, which one are you talking?
Oh, is that like the one right by the apple orchard there? It's
Kemble Farm?
Yeah.
This side of Kemble Farm?
I call it Kemble Farm. I grew up in a town. I grew up on the Mercer Road, but if you live in Mercer, you call it the Rome Road. You know, it's the same road.
No, I got you.
It'd be the Kemble Farm. So that's going to be along there and behind, like, the parking lot a little bit. Again, it's for wildlife habitat. So it's a good area to go into.
And it's on the Grout Pond side of Stratton Arlington?
No, it'll be on
the
IP Road side. So it's just, it's for wildlife.
Yep.
That area up there has been hit a lot, some ash and things like that. There's a lot of damage up there, either between ice or insect damage that we're going to try and get some new growth started. Other than that, that's the only timber that we have planned in Stratton for, several years now. But there are other projects, I think we talked about when we go down to, like, where the cemetery is or Forester Road, you have a lot of ATV traffic down there, but working with Mishidashi, I don't know if that's how you pronounce his last name.
Yep.
He's amenable to us putting up a gate right there at the end, because that's his needed access to his property in there. And right now, everyone just can kind of go right in there, through the mud and whatever else they go into. So we proposed a gate in our project, and he's amenable to that, that he would have access to the gate. Again, he'd probably like that to keep people out of his property, too. So that hopefully will hold down maybe a little bit of that illegal activity in there. If they get in there and find a gate, we'll see how long it stands. But, a new gate takes a while for everything not to get knocked down for a while. So, but we do have a lot of projects, but they're not on my 5-year plan yet. A lot of my sales are, I try to hit each town a little bit. I don't want to do a whole bunch of projects in one town all at once in one area, because you guys, the sales are kind of scattered. Some off the old Forester Road, some off the Pike Hollow Road, some by the cemetery, which is kind of the same thing. And then there's these sales here, so they're so far apart. If I put them all at once, it would disrupt a huge area, so I've just been trying to hit a little bit at a time. So, and again, it's part of the Somerset project is Stratton-Arlington Road South, and then on the other side of the road would be Early Successional Habitat Project, or ESH.
Not too much on my end. Again, I'm Jeff, new here. I'm going to leave my card in case anyone wants to call. This is, my phone's on me all the time. We're kind of technically 24/7, so always out, ready to come out and assist with what's needed. I was out on the Stratton Arlington good amount this winter. Other than that, doing some cross-country ski patrols around Grout Pond. Most people were behaving in this part of the forest better than others. So feel free to reach out, and here just to assist any way I can. So.
Thanks,
Jeff. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody have any questions? No, you guys are pretty thorough. I think you got a good idea of what's going down.
And if any residents have questions, I can funnel it through Martina.
Okay.
Anybody has any? I get a call once in a while. So. It's usually when they first see a white government truck at their, someplace, which is why we start coming here. People aren't surprised when, like, 8 trucks start showing up. What's going on? Trying to avoid that.
We may be burning. I was thinking, we were doing some burning today in Manchester and Windhall. But we may be running that a wildlife opening across the from the Cabinot Trail side there.
On Grand Pond.
On Grand Pond. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll let you know. I think we've got everyone's or the contact information.
Is the fire warden? Yeah. Okay. Oh, did you get a call today?
Yeah, I got a call. I was just I had already deleted the emails I got today for the prescriber.
That's good. I mean, we're not in your town, but you know, I guess it goes to like one system, so. They've improved that a lot, you know, before, like, what's, why are you guys burning in our town? We didn't know. Now it's gotten better. You know, so at least everyone's
okay,
getting
cool. So you'll get a heads up if it's, but, you know, with all, we've had kind of iffy weather, but today was nice.
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad yet.
It's up 66 degrees today.
Yeah. We just know that we were up in East Dorset, and, like, they weren't the little ticks. They were the big ticks, you know, because it's a grassy field. So
oh, yeah.
They've been out and about. So if you're in a grassy area that's hit by sunshine, you're going to find ticks. Yeah.
They were deer ticks or wood ticks?
They were wood ticks, you know, but, you know, either one of them, you know, like a mondo.
Yeah. Actually, there is a peepers on the way home from work.
You did? Oh, I haven't heard those yet.
I just heard them today first time.
Good.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good sign.
It is. That's why I tell, like, a woman came in today, and she lives down here in Stratton, and she wanted to know where to hike, and the bears were a problem. I said, no, usually they're not, but it's like when it's wet, or they're in the ditch eating frog eggs, and I said, that was specifically, they don't hear you coming. And you're not looking in the ditch for a bear, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, how you doing? And they usually just run away. I said, I wouldn't worry about bears, but it's just, they just sometimes don't hear you, but if they do, they'll stay away from you. So don't fight over a garbage can or anything or anything like that.
Try to take his dinner away from him.
Is it possible to get the dates of trout drops?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that's
it'd be something to see more than anything.
Oh, for the usually I'll try to get it for you from Scott.
I don't know if I'm necessarily
going to
be able to get out there.
I think you can find that. I think somebody told
me
you can find it on your website.
Well, the state really organizes it, but they work with us.
Who likes to go fishing the next day?
Yeah.
I got my spot.
But I can. What's your name? Or
Boomer Walker.
Oh, nice to meet you too.
Yeah, we can give. I thought they used to put information about that on the.
I bet it's on Fish and Wildlife.
No, they don't tell you where they're stopping because they have people that follow the trucks around.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They say what they're stocking, but they don't say what.
They do.
Yeah.
They post it within 24 hours on the website.
Because they do. I was down there in Bennington, and like, there's people calling, like, when are you stocking otter creep? You know, these are like the fly fishermen, the finesse fishermen, but they're like, when are you going and what time?
Take the fun out of it.
Well, that's not why you got a flyer on there. That's what you know, trouble hooking the weight, you know, if that's going to do that.
It would be fun
Stocking stockings.
Yeah. Stocking stockings.
It is cool. We met the helicopter at the Bromley parking area last year where they were transferring the fish from the truck into the helicopter, which is cool too. But it's I've never actually watched it like from the pond, you know, actually.
Oh, we're gonna do that in a few spots this year.
Yeah.
We got like, you know, Born and all those are all gonna get walked into.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good backpack load of water to make it worthwhile to walk that far and another fish to hike.
Yeah.
Bring your bug dope.
Yeah.
Another month.
We weren't out there on Father's Day weekend once.
Yeah, that's when it's worse. Right? You don't have to worry about that right now. It's starting, though. Shaft's very late this weekend. It's starting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really? Wow.
But I mean, it's a dammed up pond and, you know, shallow weedy all. And it's
They're 3 weeks ahead of us over there.
Yeah, they're over there in the valley. Yeah.
Well, we'll let you guys get on with your meeting. Thank you. We'll leave it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good. As soon as I know how to explain to you what's happening, I'll let you know. Or I'll give you a call.
I know. It's like another language.
Yeah.
We'll get through it.
It's just another little bump in the road. And there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah, I know. See you guys. Bye.
We'll see you.
See you next.
There's always this joke about how careful we are when we get, like, aquarium fish, you know, we, like, bring them home and let them sit in the fish tank for, like, 2 hours, you know, and then mix some water. And then the Fish and Wildlife has dumped a trout out of a plane at 30 miles an hour.
Yeah. And occasionally they miss the lake. And they all land on the land.
Yeah,
that happens.
I know.
That's
They use a bite, not a chopper?
Well, they use. I've seen like if you were doing Somerset, you use a plane because you can.
Yeah.
When you're doing Stratton Pond, no, you're not using a plane. You're using a helicopter.
Well, we catch them. We're supposed to.
Yeah, exactly. Wake up a little bit. No, drop it.
Out of a 10-story building.
What
is
the poor fish
thing? What the?
You
up, Steve?
What did I do wrong at the hatchery?
So we're gonna start, spring maintenance in like a week or so. It should be drying out. Are we allowed to do our spring maintenance over at Stratton Town Forest? I would imagine it's allowed. If we are going to open it, we would have to do the maintenance. If we're not going to do maintenance, we would not be able to open it because it would be a liability issue. There are downed trees and stuff.
I mean, I think it's probably a question for Bob.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I think we have to ask
Bob
him
before. And see what he thinks.
All right, so I'll send
Bob. Definitely going to court. We're gonna have to tread water here a little bit.
That's why I was pulling back.
There's nothing we can say. I'd say go ahead, but
I'll send an email to Bob with me and Boomer.
Yeah, I kind of go with the innocent until proven guilty matter.
I mean, it's just common sense. You do the maintenance on the trail, keep the trail. But I mean. Common sense
does not exist in a group of lawsuits. There's no common sense whatsoever. It's all case law.
All right, I'll send an email out and get Bob to say yay or nay. And that's all I have. I just wanted to know about that. We still haven't heard about the land water conservation grant. We should hear, I think it's May, so. Yeah, sometime during May we should hear about that. So,
is that for the recreation stuff, for the rec area stuff?
Yeah. And then we're going to start, I think I told you this before, but we're going to start over there the last week of May, first week of June, and finish stuff up over there. We'll finish the climbing trail. Does anybody actually know what the name of the tavern was on the property?
That was before my time, right?
Because the kid, I've been trying to get Dan Young's wife to get the kids interested in naming the trails, but like it hasn't gone anywhere, so we kind of need to.
I'll spitball some names with the girls.
All right, yeah.
See if they got anything.
I would love the kids.
I bet Maggie would say, "Finally done for the climbing trail."
I think it's Patch Tavern, but I'm not sure.
Because I mean, the climbing trail would be cool to name after the tavern or whatever it was, since it goes right by it.
Or the cooler right on the top of it.
Well,
we'll hide our bar
out there.
There was a tavern up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The foundation's still there. You can go see the foundation.
Yeah, it's right off Old Town Road. Like you can look in and see.
And then go bottles of whiskey burning that shit.
I'll make sure you found them already. Yeah. Don't mention them. They're over 50 years old.
Right?
You really want to say Patch. It should be on a rec area map.
Was that on the map?
Pretty sure it's a Patch Tavern.
But yeah, see if the girls have any ideas.
Yeah.
Because it would be cool if somebody from Stratton named it. Yeah. But otherwise, I ain't got anything else for you boys.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, I tried.
Be good.
I'm not kicking you out. You can stay if you want.
We'll move to eat dinner.
First thing I do, I'm walking the door. Road crew issues.
Oh, yeah. So, there's a driveway access permit floating around that we all have to sign off on. It's for Hannah Call down here. She wants to put a barn access in. I looked at it. It's fine. There's no issue. Down here with the school bus.
Oh, yep.
So it's fine. I looked at it. It's all set. The
grant paperwork for the paving and everything has all been submitted a while ago. That'll close tomorrow. So hopefully within the next month we'll hear. We have put the culverts out to bid on Brazier's Way, and I've met with a couple of contractors. And so next meeting we'll open all the bids for everything. Yeah, working.
If they're open bids on the way.
Yeah, yeah. Next meeting. Hope to get out scratching on some of the side roads this week with a grader if it really is going to stay dry. That's been our goal for the last couple of weeks, was to try to get out and start shaping some of the roads up, but then it either snows and rains on them. I'm going to take a look at Penny Avenue tomorrow because I'd maybe like to get that open this week too.
But I'll get a bit of open.
Yeah.
Sure is nice.
Yeah. there's still snow on part of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I just want to at least get our eyes on it and see, you know, what it's going to need. And
how's Tim doing?
That'll come up, but I think we ought to go into executive session to just discuss that and another matter that Allie wants to discuss. Working on the brush hog mower that we're going to need to get in lieu of Dana not being able to do the over the rail stuff. So by next meeting, I should have enough quotes so we can make an educated purchase. And the same is true with the pickup truck that we're going to buy. I have all the pricing, and I've been wanting to get it ordered just to kind of get ahead of either any supply chain issues or tariff issues or anything like that. I have three prices. So I have enough prices for us to purchase one if we want. The big question mark is going to be the value of the truck that we're selling, because none of the dealerships really want to give us an accurate trade-in figure 2 or 3 or 4 months in advance, you know, so it's all kind of like guesswork.
How recently have you got the quotes? Like within the last?
Within the last 2 weeks.
Have they mentioned anything about if the tariffs come through?
It's not going to affect Ford. Okay. I haven't got that answer out of GM yet. It's not going to affect Ford and Dodge. Okay. Travis told me that they're going to hold, that Ford will hold this price.
Hold it regardless?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I'd like to just get that ordered. And then that takes us into the build of the new truck. Mike Murray called, and we're slated to be built in August on the cab we already have. There could potentially be an increase in the price of the body only if these tariffs go through, if they remain. The rest of the stuff that Viking makes is made in the United States, but their body factory is in Canada. So he called me a few weeks ago, and he said it is going to go up a little bit. And he said, I'm just telling you to be upfront with you and give you the chance to back out. And I was like, well, we're not backing out because we have a cabin chassis sitting here that we can't get bought. You know, I mean,
I think presently we're down to 10% with that, weren't we?
Maybe.
I think, yeah.
That could change by the way.
We haven't woken up tomorrow yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So there may be a little bit of a price increase, but we're slated to build in August on that.
Okay.
So what I was thinking was, and it may be better to just wait until the meeting on the 28th, and then maybe I can get more current appraisals from all of those guys. Because what I was thinking would be the cleanest way to do it is, if we order it in the next couple of weeks, they typically take 6-7 weeks to come in. And then that puts us almost into July by now. And by the time the pickup truck delivers. Then if I touch base with Mike Murray again in July and say, are we still looking good for August? And if he says, yeah, definitely, I don't mind dumping the 550 we have now because we have another pickup to use the rest of the summer. I don't want to shoot myself in the foot and then have him get to August 1st and say, well, now two more guys got hurt, so we're not going to build you until December, because I really need to have that sander body. I can't be running around with a pickup with an 8-foot plow plowing roads. So that's been my hesitation on. I just think it's cleaner to just trade it in, and we don't have to take it out and have people bidding on it and trying to sell it. And it would just be kind of cool to say, here, what do you give us for it? It's one check rather than her write the check, then we get a check back. It's just, it's cleaner. So even though I have the prices, I think the wisest thing to do is let me do a little more legwork and Travis can update his appraisal. And I'm waiting for one out of Auto Mall. And then maybe by the 28th, we can make a decision and get it ordered.
Okay. the hell changes so much in 3 to 4 months?
Well, like, he looked at it, Travis looked at it last September, and that was when we were supposed to already be being built by now. That's when he was going to take it in March. And he's like, it's going to go through another winter. It could have damage. It could have another 10,000 miles on it. That's the biggest thing. You know, it's just they don't want to put themselves out on a limb, you know, because we're running it every day. And, you know, I mean, if it gets a dent in it, we'll send it to a body shop and have it fixed. But, you know, just the same, it's kind of a slippery slope. And they're kind of a unique truck. They're you know, you can't look up the value of those trucks in, like, Kelley Blue Book. It's totally different equipment. It ain't like trading a regular F-350 in. They're different. So I was hoping to make the decision tonight, but I think it would be wisest to put it off for another couple of weeks. And maybe I can get all those guys to give me the most current figure, and then it might change by 1% or something. You know, who knows? Yeah. I mean, you know, so.
So refresh my memory. Sorry. We've got a 550 sitting waiting to be built out by Viking.
We do. Right. Yeah. So what happened was
trading in the other one.
Yeah. Well,
to Viking or not to Viking?
No. Yeah. No. The one that we're buying is going to be an addition to the fleet. Remember, we were going to buy it last summer.
Right.
And then the generator came along.
Pickup.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And they were actually, like, supposed to already be working on that at Viking now, but three of their guys got hurt last winter, so it really threw them into a tailspin. That's about a third of their workforce, you know, because they only have about 9 or 10 guys in the shop. So, like I said, but the way things have been going, I hate to get rid of that, because there's with my luck, I traded in.
You need a small truck.
For plowing, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I know damn well if I trade that thing in July and I don't ask him, and I'm not sure something will happen. You know, the body won't make it across the border. So we'll wait a couple more weeks, and hopefully we can make that decision then. And then, as I think we already hit it, but the Grau Pond thing hit another little snag. So as soon as I understand better where that's going, I'll give you a more accurate update. You know, like I said, all of that cost is already built into the grant, but every time they dip more out for engineering, it takes more loads of gravel away, or more, you know, more working money away from that. So so that's about that. And then
maybe wait long enough, they'll come up with more money.
Well, I think that's what ultimately is going to have to happen,
yeah.
You know, in order to finish it. Because I get the impression that I've been saying all along, when we finally get it engineered and we get ready to go, tell us how much bang do we have for the buck that we have. But I don't think the government works that way. They want you to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we may have to regroup and apply for another grant, basically. So, and then the only other thing is, and this is where I'd like to go into executive session, and I think Allie also has something that she wants to talk about. So
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Okay.
And invite Allison to.
Yeah, invite Allison.
Want to join us, Allie?
At 8:05.